He was born in Taylor County.
Yeah, the whole family.
Yes. He did travel. We did go to different places some, but nothing like people are traveling today.
Mm-hmm. And he never lived outside of Taylor County?
No.
Well, did he go to school in Taylor County? And if he must have gone to school.
He went to the same school that I did.
And did he go all the way through too?
No. He didn't go all the way through.
How far did he get?
I imagine about the 10th grade, what you'd call about the 10th, 11th grade. 11th grade. I don't know, he might have gone, but he was older, you know, so much older than I was.
Uh-huh.
And,
He
didn't graduate, though.
Uh-huh.
I know he didn't graduate.
Well, what about his people? Can you trace them back?
Well, Reese's father, they only had, he was, on the mother had just the twins, and one of them died in infancy.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the only one survived in that family.
Well, now, were his parents natives of Taylor County?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you know where his grandparents came from?
Talbot County.
Talbot County. Well, now, can you trace them back any further before they settled in this area where his family came from?
No, I don't know.
No, well, in Talbot County.
But you know, that's been over 100 years.
That's a long time.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Now, I'll ask you some of these short questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
What do you call
this evening?
Okay, fine. Yeah, if you have more than one word, I'd like to hear both. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Good. In the morning, it's sunrise, and in the evening, it's
sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is
it's fair, pretty
fine.
Fine, just fine.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Oh, I think it's just a kind of a flooding rain downpour.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
A mantle.
Okay. And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
This what?
The things that the logs rest on in a fireplace.
That the logs rest on?
Yeah, you know, when you lay a fire.
The andirons.
We have. I just don't say so many different things now that I've known. It used to be the andirons, two andiron one each.
Yeah.
And big logs on. That's when I knew, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I wanted to find out about.
Uh-huh.
What do you call small pieces of wood that people use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Okay.
Of splinters.
Now, is there a difference between kindling and splinters?
Well, I think splinters would answer small, but now kindling, I mean, would be just just small shivers of things.
Uh-huh.
But seeing me like the kindling would be wouldn't be splinters, would be like you get splinters ready for. I know that's what I did. We did have about that many short splinters, real. That splinters and rich splinters.
Mm-hmm.
And they were laid over there by the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And in the mornings, why, there's the wood was put, and all that, the kindling was put down, splinters were put down there, and just the fire was started from there.
I see, okay. What do you call, let's see, a little room that has a rod and hangers for hanging clothes up in? A person might come in from outside and hang his coat up in the
Let's see.